I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 579, The Naked Soldier. John Mark Comer recently acknowledged that Christians today shy away from military terms when applied to the Christian life. I mean, we prefer words like our walk, our adventure, a journey, but not battle or armor or war. And while our enemy does not have skin on, that is, our battle is not against flesh and blood, Scripture and the early church do point to the spiritual battle we are engaged in. And it might actually be more loving for us to see people not as our enemy, but to see principalities and powers that oppose God as our foe. Because if we don't, we might find ourselves in the battle anyway, and we would be the naked soldier. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. And we ask the question, what would it look like for God to live a life of love through us, even in the battle? Once there was a soldier who was simply pitiful. The war was fierce and long. The battle was clear and constant. There were many, many opportunities for training on how to be the best soldier possible. The commanders provided the best equipment for combating the enemy. Yet this soldier, like so many others, never bothered to even put the equipment on. Here stood the naked soldier. Does that describe many followers of Jesus today? It's sad when God has given us all we need for the spiritual battle and we're the least prepared for the conflict because we've ignored the armor he's given us for the fight. When Xerxes faced the Greeks in battle, he called on them to, quote, surrender or face such a volley of arrows as will darken the sun, end quote. The Greeks replied, good, then we can fight in the shade. I love that. The battle for souls is not going to fade or stop. It's on the increase, and we need to be ready. Yesterday on the podcast, we were talking about the truth about tolerance. If you missed it, take a listen. Today, how to be ready for the conflict that is already upon us. When Paul wrote to the Ephesians, he gave the order, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Now there's a whole sermon right there. But just notice, we're not to be strong in money or in our own power, but in the Lord and in the strength of his might. And then he tells them how to do that. He says, put on the whole armor of God. And it's followed by the why, that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. Remember, your enemy doesn't have skin on. So if you're shooting at people, then your aim is off. In 5 minutes, I can't go over the whole armor of God. I can't do justice to it. But here's the Reader's Digest version. We need to put on our belt. And the belt that holds everything else up is truth. Yes, there is still truth, and his name is Jesus. Read John 14:6. There's your breastplate, which is righteousness. Well, that's Jesus, too. He is our righteousness. And if he's covering your heart, as a breastplate would, no arrow can pierce you. Your feet have the gospel. You take the good news, which is what gospel means, everywhere you go. Isaiah says, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Are you known as a bringer of good news? Your shield is faith. Now, faith is not just head knowledge, it's living like it's so. As James Bryan Smith says, it's the extension of knowledge based on knowledge. So what you already know to be true about God in the past gives you the courage to step out and live into the future, because you know God will meet you there too. Your helmet is salvation. You are God's beloved child, so relax. You've got nothing to prove and you've got no one to impress. Your sword, the Word of God. The written witness that also points to the living Word, Jesus. And I want you to notice something. John Bunyan points out a very important point. The armor of God includes no protection for your back. God has not given us protection to turn and run. We have to stand and face the foe, but not as a naked soldier. Here's the great question. Where's the battle for you the fiercest right now? Let's pray this prayer adapted from Charles Stanley. Lord, thank you for assuring me of the victory. By faith, I choose to follow your battle plan and prepare myself according to your instructions. To prepare myself for battle ahead, by faith, I put on the belt of truth. Remind my mind what is true. The truth about me is that I am your child, bought and paid for. Nothing can separate me from your love. By faith, I put on the breastplate of righteousness. Today, I'm committed to doing what is right. I pray that I would be known as one who does what is right regardless of what it costs me. By faith, I put on the sandals of the gospel. I'm available to you. Make me a calming presence wherever I go. I now take up the shield of faith. My faith is in you and you alone. Apart from you, I can do nothing. By faith, I put on the helmet of salvation. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for forgiving me. And last, I take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So, Lord, I go now rejoicing that you have chosen me to represent you in this lost world. May others see Jesus in me. May Satan and his host shudder as your power is manifest through me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 580. And in the meantime, here's the promised challenge. Today, read Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 20. It's not long. The armor of God. And then read it again slowly, because you probably breezed right through it, didn't you? And ask God to dress you in this armor every day, because the battle is real, and you don't want to be the naked soldier.